HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruda and Lori Houston. Hey, Nance.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, okay, so it is February 15th. Nancy is at universalsky.com. This week, I know it's Love Month, so we're staying with the Love Month theme, and we're going to talk about unconditional love, loving no matter what. So we are open to your love questions. You can contact us now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. Just be really clear. The clearer you are when you're asking a question from instant feedback, then the clearer we can get to connect in with you. And unconditional love guiding, because Nancy and I have discussed coaching. I'm not sure if we've done it on air, but we've discussed how we like to say we give guidance versus coaching. Do you need assistance with infusing more love in your life? Contact Nancy at nancy@universalsky.com to find out about her unique service, Guiding with Unconditional Love. Guiding is coaching from the heart and embraces the love that lives within you consciously. Believe it, you are love. Nice. And so I believe the promo that we're going to be doing is we're going to do the email reading again for $50.
Correct.
So if you have a question and want to have more private and personal information, then contact Nancy at nancy@universalsky.com. And she'll give you all the details.
Thank you.
Cool. So, loving no matter what. You know, that's
a tough one. In today's society.
It can be very tough.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I had mentioned, it's a muscle that needs to be strengthened.
She mentioned that with me, not on the air.
Yes. I did. and it's also the most powerful tool. So infusing that unconditional love energy into everything is one of the most powerful tools for healing as well. Because even if you can't love it conditionally, if you can just accept it and embrace it for what it is, and that's kind of like an unconditional love vibration, then it heals.
Sure.
And
it does. I mean, that is unconditional love.
Yes.
I mean, like our definition of what love is seems to be very much limited to, you know, the idealistic, media produced,
yes,
falling in love romance. That's what we think about when we think about love. And it's so much more, and sometimes doesn't have to necessarily do with, you know, a romantic relationship at all.
No, you can love your career.
Yep.
You can
love your animals.
Love your animals. Love your children. Love your day. Love,
sure,
your life.
Sure.
So love is bigger than just relationships.
Absolutely.
But quite often we do. When we think in terms of love, we go instantly to our relationships.
Yeah.
And we use that how we were raised consciousness and how we were loved consciousness and start to infuse that conditionally into our relationship. Because the majority of people are, you know, raised with a conditional love vibration.
Totally. Well, I mean, it may, if you're lucky enough, you know, you may have gotten a couple of months or a few weeks in the beginning of your life that, you know, where the mother is lost in that world of everything revolves around the infant.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's a tough one too.
Like, I bet it
is. Because all of a sudden life becomes the infant,
yeah,
and it's like the mother gets lost in that dynamic.
Certainly could, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody like just puts so much praise and emphasis on the child, and then the mother's like, hello, I'm here, what about me? So.
But those are the only times, you know, that we had that really unconditional love, and then as soon as we got to a certain place, or as soon as you got so exhausted,
yes,
that you needed to have more sleep, you know, you started putting conditions on your children.
Exactly. Exactly. And it happens to, you know, pretty much
everybody
I know.
Yeah, I don't.
Right?
Yeah,
so,
I don't think we've had many children raised with unconditional love.
And even now when I talk to my son, right, and I always tell him, you know, be open and honest with me. I may not like your decision. I may not like what you're going to say, but I will always love you. I love you no matter what you do. I may not agree with your actions, but that has nothing to do with the love that I feel for you. Yes. Right? And that's a truthful statement. And I try and always imprint that on him. Right? But of course, you know, teenagers.
No, you know what I was going to say?
What's that?
Now, what do you say to your husband?
That's a little more conditional. I'm sorry, I'm human.
It's funny, though, eh?
It is. I try and operate from a place of unconditional love as much as possible.
We all do.
Yes, but again, it's a muscle that you need to strengthen and develop. You know, it's easier with clients, for example, or students that are in your workshops because there isn't that attachment to the day-to-day. Yeah. I'm attached to how I perform for you or offer that service, but not to your life experience. So it's non-biased, it's non-judgmental, and it comes from a place of unconditional love.
Sure. And yeah, and it's only for an hour or a weekend or, you know, where you're not having to live with them. I mean, then that's the test. I mean, I can't remember where I read it, but I do remember reading it. It might have been, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Eckhart Tolle. I can't remember, but basically said, you will know how spiritual you are when you can go home to your family, your parents' family house for a weekend and see how you do. Because they're the ones that know how to trigger us the most because they're the ones that raised us. And so they have all the buttons because that's where we started our triggers. But it's so true, you know, you just get so caught up in.
You do.
You do.
And until you've infused forgiveness within the dynamic totally and removed all judgment from the dynamic, then loving no matter what is kind of like a foreign concept. It's like you can't wrap your head around it, let alone your heart.
We feel we have to make judgments. Like we feel because our ego is so attached to whether you're right or wrong.
Correct.
Like that's all we think about almost all the time is, you know, well, I'm right.
Yeah.
And that means you're wrong. Right? So how, you know, we're making that judgment consistently.
Yes. It's important to remember you can't have two rights.
Well, because and we'll never know, like we'll never be able to get inside somebody else's head, no matter what, to know why they did what they did and what their reasoning and what their right was.
Exactly. Exactly. They're entitled to their own perspective and they're operating based on their own personal values and beliefs and not necessarily your personal values and beliefs. So again, you know, what gives you the right to judge somebody else's values and beliefs? Yes, we live in a world where there's laws and rules and regulations, and that has to do with there are certain boundaries that are unacceptable in the human dynamic. And for the safety of all people concerned, we need to create those rules and regulations. And operating from a concept of, you know, no harm done to the self, no harm done to anybody else, or no harm done to the earth, if you live that philosophy, then you should be able to unconditionally love yourself and unconditionally love everybody else.
Right. Right.
Without judgment.
Right. But we first have to, I think it's a funny one because, you know, where you get caught up. Like, I think the first time I remember ever having that concept really hit home was when, you know, someone said, well, you know that Hitler thought what he did was right.
Yes.
Like, to Hitler, what he did was right, no matter, and the only reason I can detach from it at this point in my life is because I wasn't actually
exposed to it. You weren't there.
I wasn't there. At least I wasn't there now.
Yeah.
I might have been there in another life,
yeah,
but I wasn't there now to be able to, you know, to have an attachment to it. Mm-hmm. And of course, and I'm not Jewish. So like there's another, obviously.
Yes. If you have an attachment to that dynamic, then it will hit home in a different light than if you're non-attached or have no reference point or experience for sure. You know, but again, you're right. From his perspective, he didn't do anything wrong. From the majority of the rest of the world, he did lots of things wrong.
Right. Well, I don't know if they didn't think he did anything wrong, but he thought he was right.
Yes.
He did something, and a lot of wars, you know.
Ours started that way.
Believing, you know, they're starting this war in the name of God.
Exactly. And you got to look at it, like, instead of condemning the whole race, look at the individual and their belief. Okay? And maybe this isn't a cultural choice, but an idea of one individual. So why condemn a whole culture based on the belief of one individual within that culture? And yes, they can influence and empower other individuals within their culture, but it does not mean that they did so to everyone. Right?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, just because we are just so, we've just grown up being taught to judge. We don't know, because we have our definitions of what right and wrong are.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's definition is different.
Yeah, it's a perspective.
Yeah, completely. I mean, yeah, like you said, there are certain laws that you follow and obey because you think they're right. But in another culture, those laws may completely conflict
with their
ours.
Belief system. Yes.
Well, on ours. So they think they're doing something right, and we don't. But I mean, in everyday life, we're so quick to judge everybody.
Yes.
And we're mostly judging from right and wrong.
We're also judging from our own perspective and our own aspects that haven't been healed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So how, like, typically, if all relationships are a mirror and we're judging an individual based on their actions, we're actually judging ourselves and not that individual. However, it's easier to project than to pull that consciousness inward. So a good thing that I always ask the moment, and typically, like, when I set up to interact with somebody, I actually remove judgment from my consciousness and I go into a very heart-centered, and I'm very, very focused on heart consciousness. When I'm in my everyday life, I try to hold that consciousness as much as possible. But again, I'm human, just like, you know, every other person walking on this earth. And it's a muscle that I continue to strengthen within myself as well. But when the judgment comes in, now I automatically stop that thought the moment it hits my consciousness and go, okay, if I'm judging this dynamic, what aspect of that dynamic lives within me? And the moment I identify with it, I can flip it and I can remove myself from that judgment. And that's the muscle I'm talking about, recognizing the judgment that you're projecting outward and then internalizing it and asking yourself, how am I doing that with myself? Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go into being self-critical. Like, I don't have self-critical thoughts. I don't pick on myself for having that thought. I'm actually very grateful and thankful for the ability to recognize it within myself.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of self-reflection. It takes a lot of noticing right away when your mood shifts, and
yes,
and that, yeah, it's a muscle. I mean, it's something that you have to be on top of consistently for it to work.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I heard the concept of unconditional love. I looked at the individual who had made that comment and I went, what exactly does that mean? I had no reference point whatsoever. And she goes, okay, think of it this way. It's the way your dog loves you. No matter what you do to the dog, if that dog is yours, he will love you unconditionally. And I literally had to stop and go, wow. I had no reference point, no framework, no nothing for that, right? To the point where I needed her to define it for me.
We're going to go to break. When
okay.
we come back, we will talk more about unconditional love. If you have a question, we're past the love day, which was yesterday. So hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day, and I hope you focused on your heart. But since we're past that, we're now focusing on today on the unconditional love. So if you have questions, if you have any concerns about how you may see your significant other or
other relationships as unconditional, this would be a great time to give us a call, and we could assist you in that and help guide you through it. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lauren Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston. Nancy is with us every first and third, and of course I say that, and we're coming up to March. Third Wednesday of the month. However, the same problem that happened in January is going to occur again. So Nancy will be with us next month on the 7th and then the 28th. So we miss the 3rd. We go directly to the 4th. So the 7th and the 28th she'll be with us, which is very good. So today we're talking about unconditional love, learning how to love no matter what, which we've been sort of discussing is not so easy. Nancy can be found at universalsky.com. She's talking about unconditional love and the guidance that she offers. She offers guiding as coaching from the heart and embracing the love that lives within you consciously. So if you are having any type of issues and you want a private consultation with her, she's actually offering a one-question email for $50. You can contact her at nancy@universalsky.com, and you can find out about her unique service with guiding with unconditional love. All right. So, yeah, where we got to
unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
And, like, today's the day that will be challenged. With Venus square Pluto, I believe, at 1:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's coming up.
Coming up really soon.
You may have started feeling the vibration yesterday. It can run into, I would say, by the time you go to bed tonight, it should pretty much have been dissolved, hopefully.
Okay.
Because usually it gets weaker after the exact time of the
exact hit.
Yeah. So it's stronger, like, hours approaching it, and then at the exact time of the hit is the biggest part of the intensity, and then it moves forward and kind of becomes a part of the past, right? So with that particular vibration, it represents intense interactions with others. So any type of relationship where you're feeling this intensity or this building towards a type of conflict or a conflict that you need to move through, which, you know, if harmony through conflict is one of your life lessons, which it is for a huge majority of people, in today's age, I guess we could call it, it's beyond today's society, but it's more in the age of right now. If that's part of your life lesson, then you'll constantly find yourselves in these places of conflict that trigger that nervousness within or that anxiety feeling at a stomach level. Some people have physical manifestations of nausea when they hit those points of conflict or just that tightening in the gut energy. And so if that's part of your life lesson, you're going to constantly recognize conflict until you learn how to move through it in a harmonious way so that you can reach that harmony after you've moved through the conflict. If you continue to keep going around the conflict, well, it's just going to keep presenting itself over and over and over again. So if you try and avoid it, until you harmoniously move through it. And what does that mean? That means being grounded and centered and calm within yourself as you're going through what would, you know, you would normally see as a difficult situation, one that would trigger that anxiety within you.
I think it's learning, as you mentioned earlier, about acceptance. I think acceptance is a big thing because we often resist so tightly when we're in conflict, and we sort of like we really close up and shut down. And as soon as that happens, you know, we're certainly not accepting it. And acceptance doesn't mean, again, it's not about judgment, and it's not about right and wrong. It's just accepting it as it is.
It is what it is. It's not good. It's not bad.
It's not even personal. If you know, like we make everything personal. Our ego wants to make everything personal.
Yes.
But to that other person, even though it appears like they're doing something to us, they will have their own reasoning. They will have their own belief systems, their own triggers, their own things that they're dealing with. So when they, you know, do something that interacts, that conflicts with us, doesn't mean it has anything to do with us. It will feel like it to us. It may directly impact us, but it may not be their reason at all.
No.
Sometimes it is. But even that, it's because it's our thing. Like it's something that we're learning from, not their thing.
Right.
They have their own lessons.
And a little exercise that I do is a visualization exercise. When I'm hit with this internal conflict of, there's this huge challenge coming from an individual and it's really triggering me and I'm having huge issues with it, is the moment I identify that that's taking place consciously, I take a deep breath in and then out again, and like in through the nose, out through the mouth. And the out breath through the mouth is like a letting go breath. It's like that's where you're totally releasing everything. And then I visualize wrapping the situation in a pink light or a pink blanket. And the color pink is the color of unconditional love and acceptance. And that's why we use the color pink. It's an angelic color, which infuses that unconditional energy. So, and the moment that you do that and believe that that light is supporting the dynamic and breathe it through and let it go with your breath, that's like you've just released all this inner tension from your body. And through the in and out breath, you also ground at the same time. And it helps to for the thought to escape with the breath as well. So that intense thought. So today, if you're finding there's a lot of intense interactions, like deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And not little shallow breaths, like deep breath in, big breath out. And like really expand your diaphragm and your chest and open your heart up, you know, put your shoulders back and just let it all out. And that allows like the oxygen to go down to your feet, and then you can visualize those as roots of light ground on you as well, where you feel that little tingly sensation at the bottom of your feet. So, and that's what I do the moment I recognize that, okay, this is a personal ego issue of some sort or a personal issue of my own. And I just need to wrap it in unconditional love so that I can move through it and beyond it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a interesting process that you have to be constantly aware of, because, you know, because of our energy system and the way that, you know, our aura can extend well beyond the body, you know, everybody kind of trips in it.
Yes.
You know? And so when somebody is going through something and it's their own little world, and then all of a sudden they hit your field, you start feeling that energy. And sometimes we're not aware what's going on. Sometimes we're not aware that something's happened and that, you know, we're picking it up and we're thinking it's us, and it may not be us at all.
No, it may be somebody else is having their own little issue within themselves. Right. And they're just projecting it in a way that now you're personalizing as an attack against you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
An attack is a hard word, but
right.
Like you're taking it personal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And of course, chances are if they do rub up against your energy and it does conflict, it's likely something that you're also working with, but it's your
correct.
It's how you're perceiving it.
Right.
Not what they're doing. It's not how they're perceiving what they're doing. It's how you're perceiving what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting dynamic, because we get so caught up. We're such a victim mentality society that everybody thinks it's okay to blame others.
Yes.
Like it's not only okay, we're completely justified, and now we can sue people, and we have support groups, and, you know, we've created a way to maintain this judgment and victimhood.
Yes.
That we feel 100% justified in feeling a victim. And that's where we really have to step back and go, okay, how is this serving me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, their support groups are great.
They are.
They help you through your healing process. But then there comes a point in time when you're in a support group that you need to break away and be your own support, and not continually allow the group to support the victim within you, so that you can continually say, you know, well, it wasn't my fault. And because what's happening is you're nurturing the victim instead of
power away.
Yeah. Instead of empowering the individual, right? And understanding the dynamic around what transpired.
And we'll never take responsibility if we're not.
Right.
We're always in victim mode.
Exactly.
And there's always a reason. Like, everything happens for a reason. It may seem completely random. It may, you know, feel completely random, but there's always a reason, and there's always a lesson and learning that we can get from it. And it's always a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But we see it so negatively, but we are going to go on break. Again. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Rudin. Nancy can be found at Universal Sky, and Lori Houston, I can be found at Intuitive Soul. If you have a question around love and unconditional love and how to offer that, or if you have a situation that you're going through, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send an instant feedback right on the homepage of New Sky Radio. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station. With a mission to improve the world, one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world, the sky, and psychic radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the sky and psychic radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way, I say. There is a deeper world than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper world than this tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every pile you never see. There is a deeper way than this, swelling in the world. There is a deeper way than this, listen to me, girl. Feel it rising in the cities, feel it sweeping over land. Over borders, over frontiers, nothing will its power stand. I say, there is no deeper way than this, rising in the world. There is no deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. All the bloodshed, all the anger, all the weapons, all the greed, all the armies, all the missiles, all the symbols of our fear. I see. Every breath you take with me, every breath you take, every move you make, every cake you bake.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta and Lori Houston. Nancy can be found at Universe of Sky. I can be found at Intuitive Soul. Nancy is, well, we're both talking about unconditional love, learning how to love no matter what, which, you know, can be very challenging. If you have a question, I invite you to call us now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. We're talking all about love this month, and Nancy's working with you on unconditional love guiding. So if you need assistance with infusing more love into your life, you can contact Nancy at nancy@universalsky.com.
to find out more about her unique service, Guiding with Unconditional Love. Guiding is a coaching from the heart, and embrace the love that lives within you consciously. Believe it, you are love. So we talked, I guess, before break about the Pluto square Venus.
Yes, and intense relationship interactions.
And we're going through a lot of, like, this seems to be, I know last year and this year, it's because Saturn's in Libra? Is that what it is?
Saturn is at, it went retrograde.
Okay.
In February. Oh, so the beginning of February-ish. I can't remember the date off the top of my head. Should look. I brought my book.
You did.
Oh, yeah, but it'd be nice if I was on the right month. So it was approximately the 7th or 8th,
okay,
I believe. And it went retrograde at 29 degrees of Libra.
Oh,
right. Typically, energies at the 29-degree mark represent completion because it is the last degree of a zodiac sign.
Right.
So we're completing something. And Libra represents relationships and partnerships. It went into retrograde, which means, you know, we kind of need to restructure some of those completion cycles within our relationships over the next few months until it moves direct again. And then we get to move forward.
And Saturn's in retrograde for quite a while, isn't it?
Typically, yes. So
like
it will be retrograde until towards the end of June, so approximately June 25th. It depends on the time zone.
Okay.
It shifts direct 25th, 26th, right, depending on your time zone in the world.
Right. Plus Mars is in retrograde.
Mars is still in retrograde in the sign of Virgo.
So we're going to have Mars, Mercury, and Saturn in retrograde next month?
Awesome. Yes, the month of March.
Awesome.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And then once Mars moves direct, you know, we've got a couple weeks clearance before Venus goes retrograde in May. So, and Venus is the relationship asteroid.
Yeah.
So here we have this, planet, not asteroid.
There is a relationship asteroid.
There is a relationship asteroid, Juno. I have no idea where she is right now. I haven't looked in a while. So, yeah.
But yeah,
Venus,
so we've got,
retrograde.
Yeah. So that one definitely is more relationship oriented than Mars.
Correct.
Except Mars affects men differently than Venus.
Right. And Mars is really around our actions. And for a woman, it may be how you perceive young men or the man in your life. Right. Whereas from a man's mentality, it's more about how he acts or what your drives and your motivations are. It's that driving force within you. So, yes, Mars represents men. Venus represents women. But Venus is more the relationship dynamic.
Right.
So and Venus also represents like your values and beliefs. So it's your finances, your personal finances.
Right.
So it should be interesting to see how the next few months turn about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's all about kind of redoing what hasn't worked in the past on a personal level. Because Mars is still a personal planet.
Personal. So is Mercury.
Yes.
Venus. Saturn is a little bit.
Saturn's a karmic planet. So it does rule like the lessons that you're bound to learn. Okay, and when I say bound, I mean like binding, what you need to learn to evolve. It's not your evolution, that's Pluto.
Right.
So Pluto rules the evolutionary process, but with Saturn, it's that karmic bondage, that stuff that you need to learn, right, in life. And that's the biggest key there, because there's other planets that can represent karma,
right?
But Saturn's about karma as a human being. So what you're learning as a human or in this life.
So it looks like the second half of the year may be a more lighter.
I'm hoping. I'm, you know, so caught up in the energy right now that I haven't really looked towards the end of the year. Towards the end of the year, I know that Saturn is moving into the sign of Scorpio.
Oh, what's that going to be like for us?
Different.
Okay.
Different
that's
than Libra?
Very, that's a very, what's the term here? Diplomatic.
Yes. I haven't really focused on the energy because I'm still working with the Libra energy.
Even though we're coming to the end of the Libra.
Yes.
Still, yeah. Because it's still going to be there.
Well, because once it moves direct, it's still in the final degrees of Libra until it shifts into Scorpio. And I believe it shifts into Scorpio in October.
Oh, it is.
So we still got a while of Saturn being in the sign of Libra.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, like, Saturn's got a bad rap. Okay. Or rep. Yes. Sorry. Rap. A bad rep. Reputation. Yes. You know, a planet is a planet. They all release an energetic dynamic, and that's really what astrology is all about, the energy that's being released through the planetary vibrations. And every planet has a purpose. And if you truly look to the purpose of Saturn, it's not a bad planet. It's our ego that says it's a bad planet. Right?
Well, I do remember, and I don't know at what point Uranus, because I'm Aquarian, and apparently Saturn was the ruling planet.
Yes, the ancient, before they discovered Uranus.
Okay.
So it's the ancient ruler.
Yeah, they say ancient. Not sure what that means.
It means at a time before Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto were discovered, they doubled up rulership. So, like, for example, Pisces' ancient ruler is Jupiter because it has that spiritual theme.
Right.
Right. So Sagittarius and Pisces were both ruled by the planet Jupiter. Capricorn and Aquarius were both ruled by the planet Saturn. And like, if you think in terms of Capricorn being ruled by Saturn, that's the structures that we're building. When I think in terms, and I don't know if this is in a textbook, but instantly I'm like, how can Saturn be ruled by Aquarius, like the rebellious sign? And it's like, well, that's kind of like structure breaking. Right? So it's polarity vibration is how I see the rulership between the ancient ruler of Aquarius is Saturn. So we're kind of working with the anti process or the anti process with the Saturn.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I find astrology fascinating. You'd think that I would, you know, I find it fascinating enough, you'd think that I would want to actually learn it, but, you know, still don't. I use Nancy.
And that's okay. It's
like
a continual learning. Continual learning. There's so many branches of astrology.
Yeah.
You know, and one person's perspective on astrology can differ from another person's perspective on astrology, right? So it's about learning to trust your intuition along with the science of it. And some people wouldn't even call it a science. So.
Good point. You know, but it so is. I mean, I know that there are a lot of people out there that say it's not a science, but it really is a science. I mean, it's huge. I mean, you could get lost in that, I mean, for decades to really.
And you go back in history, all astronomers were also astrologers. It's now that we divide the scientific mind from the intuitive mind or the creative mind that we need to place them into separate categories. I don't classify myself as an astronomer. I don't have a telescope. I don't look at the night sky other than being fascinated by the moon and the stars, and feeling that vibrational pull into the universe. I know nothing scientifically about, you know, or my knowledge is limited on a scientific level about the universe itself. It's the majority of it's vibrational, right? In terms of my scientific knowledge, yeah, I know the orbits. I know how long it stays in a sign, roughly, the cycle of the planet and how it spins and when it goes retrograde. But, you know, that's the extent of it.
Right.
I know Jupiter's the biggest planet of the universe so far, or at least from our perspective. So, yes. Huh.
All right. Well, again, I do find it fascinating. So we are going to go on break. When we come back from break, we have a phone call. And we will get that when we come back. So
perfect.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ritter and Lori Houston. Nancy can be found at universalsky.com. I can be found at intuitivesoul.com. And we're talking all about unconditional love, which I know that this caller needs to understand about. So when we come back, which we will talk about that, but you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685 on Intuitive Soul at Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
You've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Rudin. Nancy can be found at UniversalSky.com and I'm at IntuitiveSoul.com. And we're talking all about unconditional love. So we do have a caller, it's Darcy, and I'm glad that you got a hold of us this time, but fortunately you keep calling at the end of the show or you keep contacting us at the end of the show. But let's try and get some information in for you, Darcy. How can we help you?
Hi, Lori. It's so nice to talking to you.
So
yes,
when you initially contacted us, you were saying that you believed your husband was your soulmate, but you're feeling very restricted in your relationship.
Right. And then you suggest that I should allow myself more. And then the reason I feel that whenever I try to allow myself, I feel like I'm pushing so hard and It didn't work. I cannot allow myself. I don't have that kind of freedom.
You at least you perceive you don't have the freedom.
Right.
Right. Well, I mean, both of us are gonna talk a little bit. I mean, part of this, I believe, is your own, bit of holding on. Like it's part of the way you were raised. So it's multiplying in you. So it's part of the way your husband was raised. It's part of the way you were raised. So there's a part of you that believes that this is the only way a relationship can work.
Okay.
If you be subservient, if you, you know, hold back on all the things that you want. But, you know, there is a piece in this relationship that is positive. Obviously, you're working through some karma. And there's a part of you, though, that if you don't sort of stop sacrificing so much of your energy, you're going to get really sick. Like, you're giving too much away. But, Nancy, what are you picking up, too?
There's also this dynamic of really needing to go within and figuring out what it is that you do want. So there's a little confusion around what you want. And until you truly identify with what your heart wants, not your belief system, not your husband's belief system, but what you want in this moment, all belief systems aside. And you're in this identification process of trying to identify with what that is. So I'm going to say take no action until you're very, very clear about what it is that you want. So it's like, do you want to stay in the relationship? If you do, then be in it. Do you want to leave the relationship? If you do, then leave. And kind of like just, you know, whatever your choices are through that process, just move through that process. Okay. A lot of the burdens that you're taking on, like this feeling of being trapped, I'm going to let you know you're the one putting up the fence. Okay. So there's this energy of this perceived, I need to be trapped. And that could be part of the karmic learning.
Right.
Right. It's the moment of identifying that I can be free within myself no matter what situation is going on in my life, because there is that freedom that lives within everybody. They just need to know how to identify with it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense for you?
Right, it does. But the question is, I sometimes feel that, yes, it's a culture. There are so many factors, but when I claim for my freedom or my choice, it's not allowed. And in that case, I feel like why I need somebody's permission to make myself allow what I want to do or how I want to grow. So yes, I totally get what you're trying to say. And
the only permission you need is your own. So if you're exuberating too much effort to allow yourself to do whatever it is you want to do, then there's a part of you saying that I don't want to do it. If it feels like it's too much effort. Or, okay, the other dynamic is the things worth creating in life require effort, because it's the effort that we put out that allows for sustainability.
Right.
And I'm also going to say that, you know, part of what we've been talking about this hour has been about unconditional love. If you haven't been listening to the show, if you have, then that's great. But if you haven't, re-listen to it on the podcast on my site. Just re-listen to it, because we talked a lot about, you know, how to see. And if you could bring some unconditional love into this
for your
husband
and yourself.
it would help you sort of maybe shift some of the dynamics that are going on, how you perceive the dynamics that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Try the pink light exercise that I talked about as well. Like, so visualize your situation in the place of conflict, like feel that conflict within you, and then take that deep breath in and out and wrap that situation in the pink light and focus and visualize on that pink light. And you may feel a little bit of a release that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will definitely do that. And then when I was listening about all planet retrogrades, I was really getting scared out of hell.
Oh, don't get scared. It just means it's a realignment energy is all it is.
Yeah.
Don't get scared. There's nothing scary about it.
It makes us, it's an opportunity for you, though, to work things out. See, that's the beauty about
retrograde with all of those planets, especially when they're all about relationships, is it's an opportunity for you to work this out. I think that you'll be successful. I think it's just a matter of you sort of shifting around some of these perceptions that you have, some of your old belief systems that are kind of holding you in this pattern. But this is probably all we can help you with today. I hope this helps. Contact us again and let us know how it's going and if there's anything else we can assist you with.
Definitely, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have been dealing with unconditional love, and that's certainly, you know, it's kind of, this is the time. This is the moment. This is how we...
Yes. And today was the moment of intensity as well. Right. So, yeah, perfect timing. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Because it kind of epitomized what we're all sort of feeling.
Yes.
And, and as it got stronger, as we've already passed the hit point. So, you know, as it got stronger, that made that force.
Intensity.
Yeah. All right. So this has been a great day. I hope
it
you
has.
Enjoyed listening to us talk most of it.
Hey, we didn't laugh a lot today.
Maybe not. You can contact Nancy at universalsky.com. And Nancy has an offering of a one-question email for $50. And, we both sort of want to assist you. Nancy will be back in March on the 7th and the 28th. There's a little bit of a break there because she's going to be in Florida.
Yes.
Whatever. All right. So may love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.